Greeting pies! It's time for some more Dear Two letters. We've got some interesting letters this time. Let's see what we got. Dear Two, I was coming home from classes today, looking forward to listening to another of your Dear Two segments, when I spot a flyer advertising a straight pride meeting, complete with the ever-popular Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve propaganda. I began planning to actually attend this meeting for no other reason than to sit there, listen quietly for an hour or so, and then ask them to do the same for me, while I give a little speech that, knowing me, would very likely contain snippets from your rants on gay pride and parents, etc. I'll explain my opinion on this matter, which basically matches yours, and I'll even be calm about it. My question to you is, should I even bother with these fruitcakes? Or should I just let them do whatever? Since they're not preaching their bullshit directly at me, then I know I'll at least be reserving seats in hell for each of them. Signed with love, Zane the German Shepherd. From someplace. Oh man, that whole Adam and Steve thing, that was just one crazy day, I'll tell ya. Yeah, I was there when that whole thing went down. Me and God were hanging out at a summer cottage in the mountains, you know, cause, yeah, he always used to bring me out there in October to watch the leaves turn, and he was going through this whole artistic phase. He decided he wanted to be this great artist, kept talking about this idea for creating a universe, and everyone was gonna worship him, and blah, blah, blah. 2 months ago, he was doing impersonations. Now he's going to be this big shot almighty God, you know. So we just finished eating the tempura chicken. And, oh, God made great Asian food, let me tell you. And we were thinking of the names for the first two people in the universe. You know, I liked the idea of Sven and Keith, but he was set on Adam and Steve. Only when he said it, his mouth was full of my penis. So, okay, there, you made me say it. God was my ex. Okay, are you happy now? You had to bring up that whole painful memory. I'm going to have to go eat Haagen-Dazs now. I hope you realize that. Well, anyway, you can only speak in vowels when your mouth is busy with your boyfriend's love hose, you know? So instead of saying Adam and Steve, it just came out Adam and Eve. And, you know, well, after that, he started getting more and more distant, and we couldn't communicate anymore, and it fell apart, I guess. And did he get fat? I'm telling you, he just blew up like Shelley Winters on Christmas Day. It was awful. He can see the whole universe except for his own toes. It's really sad how he fell apart. Yeah. Yeah. But about this idea of yours, why go to it at all? They've got their mindset and they're not going to listen to you. Let them have their little hate rally in peace, you know? Everyone should have the right to speak their minds, and this includes gay haters too. They can yell all they want. It's not going to stop anyone from being gay. If you really want to do something meaningful, then plan to be getting a blowjob from a guy named Sven while they're having the meeting. But you should never waste your time with morons, and these kinds of people are about as moronic as they come. Dear Two, I just solved a major problem. The breeding of the stupid. Well, this should be interesting. Should a man, through stupidity, disfigure himself in such a way as to be too ugly to fuck? He should be given the choice between being left as he is, to have the scars and be a mark of his foolishness, or full reconstructive surgery with an added castration. Either way, the very stupid among us will stop breeding the second they blow their hand or face off with dynamite in a game of Watch Me, or get messed up in any way that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt he's too dumb to pass on his genes. From Ark Lloyd in Sandston, Virginia. You know, that's a wonderful idea, but I'd even go a step further here, because you know some idiot out there is going to decide that building a hookah out of a ball of dynamite with bent nails in it is just a genius fucking idea, and he's going to turn his face into pizza. But at the very same time, there's going to be a girl out there who lost her arms and legs in, you know, like, a water-boiling accident, and now has a job driving railroad spikes with their face. And these two are going to fall in love and have a kid, and that kid is going to be the idiot of the universe. This kid's thought patterns are going to look like an elevation map of Kansas. He's going to need a 3-month training program on how to blink both eyes at the same time. It's going to be like the child of the Elephant Man and Terry Schiavo. It's going to be this nightmare of genetic material walking around and wanting to put its penis into something. And he's going to find someone. Someone whose parents fucked because there was no one else who'd screw someone as stupid as they were. And then these two are going to have kids, and it's going to happen over and over and over until eventually humanity will be reduced to Michael Eisner. We'll just be this malformed paste that wants to have sex and destroy perfectly good family entertainment. So we'd need something a little more, you know. Like, anyone who disfigures themselves by being a pure idiot should have a tattoo on their forehead that says, "Scream and run away!" Or better yet, they need an implant in their forehead that shoots pepper spray at any living thing that it comes within 5 feet. Have big flashing signs hanging on them. "Caution! Raging idiot! Do not fuck!" With that little addition, I think your idea may just be able to put a halt to humans devolving into Michael Eisner. D2! Dear Two, is it all right to find gay sex gross? From magic beans in the land of powerful LED lights. Yes! Yes, it is! Thank Zeus's hairy ass that someone finally asked that question. It is perfectly okay to think gay sex is gross. If everybody thought gay sex was cool, then everybody would be gay. I don't care what sign-carrying, parade-marching, protesting faggot tells you you're a bigot unless you inherently see some creamy goodness in gay fucking, they're wrong. It's perfectly fine to think it's nasty. You know, I think tofu is pretty nasty. Pretty goddamn nasty. But people eat it. I think the idea of squeezing a child out of a hole in your body is downright disgusting. And you know, that's perfectly fine. And it's perfectly fine to stand up in front of the world and tell everyone that the idea of giving birth makes you want to puke your fucking legs. But the second you decide you're right and they're wrong, then it's not okay anymore. The second you decide that you're better than someone else because they're doing something you don't want to think about, you instantly turn into someone who needs to be thrown in the gears of a large machine and reduced to paste. Hating something someone does is one thing. Hating a person because they do something you hate is an entirely different thing. And besides, some gay sex is just universally gross. I mean, imagine William Shatner fucking Kelsey Grammer, you know? Dear Two, I'm writing this letter to you to hear what you think about natal circumcision. I myself was circumcised at birth, but not for religious or aesthetic reasons, but because the hospital I was born at was doing it for free. 80% of the most sensitive nerves in my male anatomy were removed because some hack doctor was doing it for free. I don't know if I should be more insulted by the fact that the mutilation of my body without my consent was for free, or if I should be insulted because I was mutilated on the basis of a religion based on a book I'd sooner wipe my ass with than read. Well, that's all I have to say for now, and I look forward to hearing what you'll have to say about this. From Yojimaru Silverfang in Chico, Texas. You know, I've never really understood what God would have against the foreskin. I mean, doesn't that seem like some stupid little shit for a god to be worried about? You know, gonna part the ocean here, battling Satan and his minions. Don't ever kill people. Don't ever worship anyone but me, lest you shall be doomed forever in the fiery pits of hell. And, oh yeah, snip off the end of your dick. Doesn't really seem consistent, does it? I mean, if God didn't want us to have a foreskin, why in the fuck did he put one there? Is that God's one mistake or something? Created the entire universe and everything into absolute perfection, but oops, put too much skin on the dicks. Gotta snip that off to cover for God's fuck up. Actually, it was originally intended to help keep it clean down there, and then it got carried into modern times so lazy parents wouldn't have to teach their kids how to clean up in there. And now people just do it because it's fun to cut pieces off of babies. I personally think it's fucking stupid. I think it was invented so Jewish rabbis would have one more goddamn thing they could charge people money to do. And now they're adding it on for free, like air conditioning on a new fucking car. And beyond that, it pisses me off that so many people get their dicks cut up in the name of some mythical figure they may or may not grow up to believe in. But there is hope. It's a little known fact that you can grow your foreskin back. There are methods you can use to grow your foreskin back. Not quite like the original, but pretty damn close. It's tedious and it takes a long time, but it is possible and people all over the place have already done it. There's a website that can tell you how to do it at www.cirp.org. That's C-I-R-P. And if you want to, you can just keep growing the damn thing until it's 2 feet long. And then you can go out and find the doctor asshole, cut you up, and strangle his ass with it. That is what I would recommend. And slapping Jews. You could slap a Jew with it too, because the irony would be amazing. Dear Two, I was first introduced to the fandom by a furry friend of mine, and while I'm not a fur, I find the subculture to be very interesting. An opportunity may be coming up for me soon to attend a FurCon, and I'm thinking of going, just to see what it's about. My question is simple. Would it be offensive or wrong for me to go, as I'm not a fur? Thanks. From Evie. Excuse me for just a second, would you?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, hey, how you doing? We missed you at the 72-hour masturbation festival.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but we've got...
You should have been there. Johnny used the cheese grater.
Yeah. Listen, we got a problem here.
Well, yeah, what kind of problem?
A non-fur is coming to the FurCon.
What?
I know. Just stay calm.
This means we're going to have to cancel the public plush orgy.
Yeah, I know. And you're probably going to want to move the Animal Rape Olympics out of the main events area.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you'll have to do something about the in-full public view penis sucking contest.
Oh, this is terrible. We'll have to cancel the ass buttering workshop. I love to have my ass buttered. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
It's my favorite thing to do all year.
Yeah, I know it is, but we've got to act normal.
Oh, okay. I'll go tell the boys. I'll see you next Thursday for the horse groping party, eh?
Yeah, I'll see you. Bye. What was the question? Oh, hey, listen, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a non-fur showing up at a fur convention. In fact, we're always thankful for the chance to welcome a non-fur and show them around our little fandom and let them know that we're really no different than anyone else. So don't be afraid to show up and have a good time and meet new people. You'll find out very quickly that these crazy rumors you hear about fur conventions just aren't true at all. So the short answer is no. No one is going to take offense at a non-fur showing up to a fur con. Whew, that was close. Dear Two, I've been the victim of several crimes on my school campus. My car was broken into and the CD player was stolen. Not too long after that, my bike was vandalized and a lamp on it was stolen. Also, my car had primer sprayed over the rear window. These are not the only crimes on campus. Among the list are student-targeted vandalism, student-targeted sexual harassment, etc. The school is not reacting to these crimes, and it's really pissing me off. The school says it patrols the parking lot and the campus. They also say they cannot be held liable for damages to student property. Is there anything I can do in this situation? It's really fucking with my chi. Sincerely, Lupus Lupine from New Milford, Connecticut. Let me tell you a little something about the school board, okay? It's populated by a bunch of fat-ass dictators who are only there because they're too butt-ugly to fuck their way up to being a senator or a mayor, okay? No one liked them when they were in school, so now they're gonna make every kid for generations suffer right along with them. All they care about is keeping their asses parked in a job where they can get paid too much for sitting around and doing shit. So, care about what happens to people's cars in the parking lot? What? Are you kidding? No fucking way! There's nothing in it for them to care. But here's the trick to handling things with the school. All they want is for their jobs to be as trouble-free as possible. Right? They want to do the least amount of work possible. So if you want to get them to give a shit about what's happening with the crime around the school, you've got to find a way to inject a little trouble right in their asses because of it. Make sure to kick just a little bit of sand right into their stank-ass vaginas. And the best way I can think of to do that is start calling the police. If you see a crime, and I mean any crime, the tiniest damn thing that breaks the law, fuck the school, grab a phone and call the cops. And do it every time, because every time a cop comes to a school, even for a false alarm, they have to talk to the school staff. And the school staff has to fill out papers and reports and make phone calls and actually do some work, and they hate the fuck out of that. If you make a big enough deal out of it, eventually the staff will get someone to keep a better eye on things just so they don't have to get off their fat asses and do something. And if that doesn't work, you need to slap them with a 2-foot foreskin. That always makes an impression. That's all the letters we're going to do for this week. Remember, if you'd like to send in a Dear 2 letter, send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. I'll be back again soon with more letters to read to you. And remember, until then, if you have trouble finishing your thoughts,